I was starting to get worried about you, sweetheart. You've been out for quite some time. Do you remember where you are? It's okay if you don't. It's not the most important thing in your world right now. There are more pressing matters at hand. You were knocked out for a little bit there. Your head is probably still pounding, isn't it? Just a side effect of the gas that was used to take you. It'll be okay. I can confirm that this gas doesn't leave any lasting effects. That sluggish weight in your limbs will wear off soon enough. It's not like I could leave you when you got caught in the attack. That hero that you work for, Karma or whatever her name is, she's the one who left you behind. Decided that it was more important to save herself than it was important to help out her sidekick. Doesn't sound very heroic to me, now does it? Seeing your lifeless body slumped over on the ground, I couldn't help but take pity on you. That's no way to treat someone you're supposed to care for. But you know what they say. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Karma might have thrown you out like you were worth nothing, but not me. I see potential in you, sweetheart. Karma wasn't using you to the best of her ability, now was she? She only saw you for what you are on the surface. Thought it wouldn't be easy to take advantage of someone who just wants to do a little good in the world and not ask for anything in return. She could get you to do all the boring lackey stuff. Karma never respected you. She didn't see your potential. Not like I have. See, I've been watching you, sweetheart. I've been watching you for a real long time, and I have to say, you've impressed me. Every time we've gone hand to hand, you have given me a run for my money. I actually have a scar on my ribs from the last time we fought. It takes someone very capable to be able to leave a lasting mark on me. I think that's one of the reasons I respect you so much, darling. You're not only easy on the eyes, but you're capable. That's a rare combination. A deadly one. One that's almost too good to pass up. You understand why I had to take you for myself, don't you? I've seen how Karma has been using you, and I just have to say, I don't agree with it. You're capable of so much more. Someone like you deserves to be in the spotlight, sweetheart. I've admired you from a distance, just waiting for the right moment to strike and try to bring you by my side. Seems the perfect opportunity presented itself tonight. Left alone in the midst of my gas attack. But now that you've gotten to know me outside of a fight, you're starting to realize that I'm not so bad, right? Karma never took care of you like this, did she? She wouldn't know what to do with someone as precious as you, even if she was given step-by-step directions. I don't know if you know this yet, but you're important to me, darling. Oh, don't look at me like I just said something crazy. I'm speaking the truth. You're special, sweetheart. You've got a certain je ne sais quoi about you that draws me in. I'm enchanted by you. When you first appeared on the scene, I will be the first to admit I didn't think much about you. I assumed you were another one of those dime a dozen sidekicks that quits. The demands of the schedule are simply too grueling to put yourself through. So consider me surprised when you lasted past that first month. Showing up to fight after fight, right next to Karma. Didn't matter how badly you got your ass kicked the night before, because in your head, you were doing the right thing. You were helping people, protecting civilians, being the hero you needed when you were growing up. Seeing you there on the ground as people ran over your still body, well, that struck a chord with me. For the first time in my life, I wanted to protect something. I realized I had developed some sort of feelings for you. Isn't that funny? Just from watching you, I had fallen in love with you, darling. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. What kind of a person just leaves behind someone they're supposed to care about? You've been with Karma for a while now. I would have thought she at least cared about you. Thought of you as more than a meat shield. I guess I was wrong. It seems that I have more respect for you than your so-called hero does, darling. But don't feel bad. We're all learning things today. I don't think anyone could have predicted this type of failure on her part. She assumed you were dead. Didn't even try to bring you back. You would have, at the very least, tried to carry her body. Offer her some kind of dignity, wouldn't you? So then why is it okay for her to treat you with less respect than that? It's not fair, and it's not right, darling. She didn't realize how special you are. It's her fault for not being able to see the obvious, sweetheart. You're amazing. And I know if we work together, you're only going to become greater. Together, we can even exact revenge. Show her how strong you are, out of spite. She's the one who abandoned you. I wouldn't do that, darling. No, no, no. That's not really my style. I'm loyal to those I care about, and I care very deeply about you. I think that much is obvious from the fact that I'm the one who saved you, and not the shining beacon of this city, Karma. No. It was the villain who everyone hates. The person they say is destroying the town. I'm the only one who came to your defense, aren't I? I'm the one who's taking care of you. I'm the one who bandaged your wounds and took you to safety. I'm the one offering you comfort right now. Petting you as you rest your head against me. Do you think Karma would do something like this for you? Do you think the people of the city would be polite if they saw you like this? All hurt and broken and needing help? You know, if Karma caught you taking comfort in me, she would beat your ass up and make you apologize. You know, if the city saw you appreciating how I bandaged you up while you were hurt, they would never forgive you for accepting help from someone as vile as me. I'm not the bad guy in this, sweetheart. I simply don't want to see someone with as much potential as you be thrown to the wayside because someone is dulling your light. If you could see it, well, then you would know what I'm talking about. I can see it. That means others can see it. And that most definitely means that Karma could see it. She was probably purposefully keeping you as her sidekick. That way you wouldn't usurp her. You didn't even realize how trapped you were underneath her. Suffocating under all those rules. Not being allowed to blossom as you should. I can help you, darling. That's all I've wanted to do since the second I laid eyes on you. All it took was one glance, and I knew you were destined for something amazing, sweetheart. You feel it too, don't you? You know that deep down, you are destined for more than this. That you deserve respect and love. That's all I've ever given you. In a fight, I've never thrown a punch just because I didn't think you could take it. When coming up with plans, I've never tried to simplify my idea to give you a better chance at stopping me. Everything you've accomplished, you've done it on your own. And you've done great. You've done amazing by yourself. But I'm offering you the chance to do something better. To be more than yourself. You're amazing, sweetheart. And I've been looking for someone like you for years. I just never thought you would fall so easily into my lap. You're absolutely amazing, sweetheart. But I can make you better than amazing. I can unlock your true potential if you would let me. There's nothing weak about accepting help, is there? And that's why I've had a soft spot for you. Because you know that you were destined for so much more. Karma was only holding you back, limiting your success so that she could stay on top. I'm not going to do that to you. I don't need to be on top all the time. When one of my subordinates succeeds, we all succeed. It's not just a victory for me, but a victory for us. I want you to join me because I value you as a person. You're strong, clever, brave, and even like this, I know you're plotting something. Those are things I want in a partner. It feels like I have finally met my match in you, sweetheart. That's why I want you. There's no one else who could even compare to you. No one holds a candle to your brilliance, darling. You just can't see it. Not the way I can. It's a shame. Karma has done too much damage to your head right now, keeping you broken and battered. I'm going to fix that. I'll show you just how talented you truthfully are, even if it takes years. I'm willing to wait that long. You set the pace, sweetheart, not me. Someone like you is worth waiting for. Eyes fluttering shut the second you're shown an ounce of affection. It's okay, darling. You don't have to keep them open. You're safe with me. You can trust me. I haven't done anything to you yet, have I? And I'm not going to do something now. That would defeat the whole premise of saving you, darling. I want you for myself because it's clear that Karma didn't take good care of you. She didn't see how lucky she was to have you. But I do. I'm not going to take you for granted, sweetheart. No. I care about you too much to do something like that. After all, it's not Karma's lap that you're resting in right now. It's not Karma who took you someplace safe away from everyone else. It's not Karma who wants to make you a better person. It's me. You have somehow wiggled your way into my heart, darling. It shouldn't have been possible, and yet, here you are. Now that I have you, I don't want to let you go. And you don't want to leave me either, do you? Enjoying how it feels to be taken care of, to be seen as something precious. You're so good for me, darling. Yes, you are. And you're going to be staying with me from now on, aren't you? That's right. There's no reason for you to return to Karma. Not anymore. There's no reason for you to go back into the spotlight and take up your claim as her sidekick. She isn't going to respect you. The public will never be able to see you as more than her sidekick. You need to get out. You want more in this life, don't you? And you deserve it. Together, we're going to accomplish so much. You're not going to have to hold back at all. Not when you're with me. I want to see all of you, all the time, sweetheart. You're not going to hide anything from me, are you? Doesn't matter if you think it's an ugly sign. I want to see it. I care about you, darling. The good and the bad. I am taking you in like this, flaws and all, because I don't care about them. Your flaws don't define you as a person, sweetheart. Your flaws are simply one aspect about you. You are so much more than them. You're also your strengths, your interests, hobbies, emotions, more things that I can't think of off the top of my head. All those good and bad things combine together to make you. And I wouldn't want anyone else but you, darling. You're the only one I want. I wouldn't trade you for the world. Karma could break in right now and demand you. And I would laugh at her. I would tell her to take you from my cold, dead hands. She didn't treat you right. She didn't care about you. They don't get you. Not like I do, sweetheart. But we're going to show them. We're going to make them care, aren't we? Yeah. Yeah, that's right, darling. We're going to make them regret ever underestimating us, aren't we? God, I love you. Welcome to the Onyx Order.